Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 16th of November, and I am recording at 9:35 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in, well, yes, it was sunny London here today, despite rain everywhere else in the country. Okay, now, interesting day. It started nervously. After those horrendous killings in France, on the back of course, what was a very weak 10 days or so in stock markets, and in the Far East, starting with that, Japan was lower, down just over 1% for the Nikkei 225. The Hang Seng indices were weak. The HSI down 172, that's the Hong Kong I'm talking about, the Hang Seng. China Enterprise Index down almost 2%. But the Shanghai Composite was up 0.75%. And the Shenzhen Composite was up over 2%. Now, elsewhere, mostly lower South Korea, Taiwan, lower Australia, lower by nearly 1%. Korea was down sharply, 1.5%, South Korea. And India, though, which had been weak for the better part of 3 weeks, but we had moderate gains, only a little, just under 0.6%, but it was enough to produce an upside key day reversal for the S&P BSE Sensex index. After that, Thailand a modest gain, the others showing, other indices showing modest losses. Then we get into Europe. And the story there, just bring my screen up, we had a lot of weakness early on following the, of course, Europe was most affected by the shootings in Paris. And we had losses across the boards, but Wall Street was rallying as the day progressed, and that reversed a lot of the losses. Not quite all of them, but for instance, the German DAX index, well, it was up just a tiny bit, but it had been sharply lower earlier on the day, and it's pretty much the same for the other European indices. So very small losses to very small gains after sharp losses earlier on. Now, Wall Street had a sort of a storming performance from an oversold condition, and there are a number of oversold conditions right now. We've corrected the overbought conditions that we had at the end of that we saw at the end of October and in early November. But here we go. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 237 points. That's 1.38%. The S&P 500 up over 30 points. That's nearly 1.5%. The Dow and the S&P 500, interestingly, had upside key day reversals. And a little follow through to the upside tomorrow through the close would be a positive sign of a further rally against the background of these oversold indicators. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. Here, Canada had a big day, up 1.85%. Surprisingly good day, actually, because it wasn't all that brilliant in terms of commodities, to put it mildly. Mexico down over 1%, and Brazil up 0.75%, nearly. Okay, what happened elsewhere? The U.S. 10-year. Now, that had been 10-year government bond. That had been weak initially, but then picked up and closed a fraction higher at 2 point. Let me just get this correct. 2.058. So again, a fraction higher, and the VIX fell by over a point, coming down to 18.16. Now, eyebrow raiser in here, at least for me. The dollar index strong again. Now that's trading after hours here at 99.377. So that's up, three point 81 ticks as I speak, and getting very close, obviously, to that important 100 level that we first saw, or just briefly exceeded, back in March of this year, and we saw it tested again in April, and then the dollar clearly fell back in what was a lengthy consolidation phase. But with the virtual certainty that we're going to get that quarter point rate hike in December of this year, the dollar is edging higher in here right now. And it's certainly going to have a look at that at the higher side of that range. Again, I maintain, as I've said in almost every broadcast, that an upward break, clear break above the 100 level that that held would be a problem. It would be a headwind for international companies in the United States, the autonomies, and it would also cause problems for some of the borrowers, countries that had borrowed in US dollars before the dollar had strengthened so much. Overall, this trading range that we see for the US dollar, this service is convinced that that is a lengthy consolidation process before the dollar resumes its overall rise. So I think that's not just a matter of if, it's a question of when. The dollar resumes that advance, and it's very firm at the moment. So it could be sooner. I hope not, but the market's not going to care what I hope on this. But it's distinctly possible. I hope not, for the reasons that I mentioned. It would cause some more problems rather than resolve them. Now, among other currencies, the euro. Clearly weaker in here today, down to 1.0686. And people have been asking me, do I think that the euro can go lower? Yes, don't expect the euro to go into free fall, but can it go down and test that previous low just around the 105 level? Well, certainly. And can it get down to parity or somewhat lower over the next year? I don't see why not. I think that's well within the realm of possibilities. That would put downward pressure on sterling, and sterling is currently 152, 1.5203. That's down 34 cents here on the day. Australian dollar also a little weaker, 0.7098. Most currencies, and certainly the commodity producers, were weaker here against the dollar today. Interestingly, the Indian rupee was firmer against the dollar. It steadyish performance there overall. And in the commodities, fairly active here overall. Crude oil was weak in the pre-opening and in the early trading, but then picked up and produced some reasonable gains, particularly for the WTI. That's the U.S. contract. It's trading after hours at $41.91. That's up $1.17. Brent, a lesser gain, up 34 cents to 44.81. Very oversold, though, and it does look as if it could go higher. Virtually all the industrial commodities are quite oversold, so I wouldn't be surprised to see some rallies as stock markets basically improve. And why should stock markets improve? Well, because they're oversold in a number of instances, and also because monetary conditions are favorable overall, and seasonal factors are favorable overall. Those are reasons enough here for a steadier stock market performance during the second half of November and certainly into December. Now, also, looking at these commodities, we had the two commodity indices touch new lows for this move, new lows for the year, new lows for this decline that we have been experiencing for the last few years, although they closed off those lows. Among other commodities here, the precious metals, a little bit firmer. Palladium did best, I think, up nearly $12 to 551. Again, these are all from very oversold levels. Silver market dropped down to 1417. That was a little lower, but close. It's currently up 2 cents, 2.1 cents at $14.22. And the platinum market up $4.30 to 868, and gold bullion at looks like it's down a dollar here in after hours trading, 1082, nearly 1083. Looking at the industrial metals, mostly lower. And copper's been hit and clipped for another nearly 5 cents in here today. That's copper's closed. New York copper closed at that's just gave another tick to the upside, so I guess it can't be closed yet. This Bloomberg screen was indicating that a moment ago, but it's 212 cents, 212 cents. So down 460 as I speak. And the agricultural commodities slightly steadier here overall. Coffee, sugar a little higher, soybeans and corn also a little higher. So is rough rice, wheat's beg your pardon, rough rice is a little lower, so is wheat. And on that note, tomorrow should also be an interesting day. I'd expect a decent bounce in the Asia Pacific markets. All the best.